says Diesel is not with us today, but Glenn de Saint-Jury is managing our call for us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.
Please go ahead. Thank you, Rob. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. This is the Geographic Regions call on the 25th of May, and on the call we have Fahd Battineau, Cheryl Langdonor, David Archibald, and for staff we have Rob Hogarth, Pablo Hinojosa, Bart Boswinkel, and Glenn de Saint-Jury, myself. Thank you very much. Over to you, David. We have
apologies
from Paul Wilson and Yanis Karklings, excuse me.
And did we have anybody that we were supposed to be dialing out to?
We have dialed out to both Cheryl and Fahd.
Oh, okay.
And the I think it is Zahid and Carlton Samuels did not respond to any request for a dial out.
Okay. Thank you for the update.
Pleasure.
Okay, people, I don't think we had a formal agenda for the meeting this morning, but Rob did circulate the most recent version of the draft report, where the main additions were some thoughts from me at, I think they are now paragraphs 36 through 40-something, where I had attempted to summarize, I suppose, various aspects of the report and then ask some questions about that topic. The way it's written in the report at the moment, if we go to, for example, paragraph 37, is a brief summary of a couple of aspects, and then 38 are a series of questions. Now, my idea was not that the questions themselves should be inserted in the report, but rather that we should be providing the answers. Now, what I would like to get out primarily of the meeting this morning is your views on this approach and whether we should continue to expand that, because all I've addressed are some aspects of the general principles. That's point one, so your views on the approach. And then actually look at, if you agree with it, some of the answers to the questions posed, and I'd like your comments on that. So that's what I'd like to do this morning, and I'm open to suggestions or other proposals.
Dave, this is Rob. I know
that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Fahd.
Oh, I didn't ask a question to talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd just like to note, too, Dave, we can devote a couple minutes as well on the call today to just an update on the survey and conversation about potential Brussels activity, the working group. That would be great, too.
Okay, well, let's take the survey first, actually, and deal with that. Could you take the lead on that, Rob?
Sure. I didn't want to. I was just noting that those would be also additional things to chat about today. I didn't want to take the discussion away from your initial question. Just wanted to have those as placeholders.
Understood, but it might give the others a little bit of time to think about the the other topics if we deal with the survey. So
certainly.
Go on, deal with that first.
Certainly. And just otherwise, to give background in terms of the text that you talked about, yes, what the working group received last week was consistent with the timetable that we set out, was draft version 4 of the interim report. And as you noted, that was the primary addition, that section that you were just referring to that starts on paragraph 36. There were also minor edits that I had made consistent with other comments from working group members. But it was not a substantially different document other than the additions that you had provided to me. In terms of the survey, we've had a fairly consistent dripping of participation in the survey. you know, 2-3 people a day. We now, as of this morning, have a total of 28 respondents to the document. To give you some perspective in terms of other survey tools, I think one of the high watermarks of ICANN survey participation through the Big Pulse system was about 120, and that was a couple of years ago when the community was asked for feedback on interpretations, translations, and other public comment opportunities. So we're somewhat shy of that, but we still have over a week left. I think close of business on June 1st is what we had planned for the lifespan of the survey. Obviously, we can leave that timetable open for a longer period of time, but we had it slated to close by June 1st to give us time to summarize the results and to be able to include those in the interim report. Now, you know, depending upon what progress you guys think that you're making with respect to the interim report, that timetable could be extended if, in fact, you all want to spend more time actually working on the interim report draft document itself. So that's where we are on the survey so far. I don't have a breakdown based upon the web availability I have in terms of insights as to what that breakdown is by region or by community at the moment. But I can work with the Big Pulse guys and get that breakdown. I just figured the number was still relatively small, so statistics wouldn't be tremendously useful with just 20
years. Yeah, great. Okay, thanks, Rob.
Sure.
You know, go on. I didn't mean to shut you up.
just in terms of otherwise just sort of background on the survey, all the members of the working group did get various versions of an introductory letter to invite their community members to participate. You may recall I had the one standard invitation note. It was just a suggestion. You know, working group members can write their own notes, but that one recommended draft was translated into 6 additional languages so that various communities would have the opportunity to link that to their own language version of the survey. So I think we've got a useful document that's available in many languages, and I would just encourage working group members over the course of the next week to continue to encourage their community members to participate. And I'll stop there. Thanks.
Thanks, Rob. Any input from anyone else on the surveys?
Cheryl here. Just an inquiry, Rob. We attached the survey as part of our larger survey, as you probably painfully know. I'm a little concerned that it's a fairly low number that have come back in, because I was informed we had, I think it was at least 75 respondents to our survey, which the geographic was part of. Now, I know it was, you know, not compulsory for them to go through and do each of the parts, but I'm a little concerned that the numbers aren't higher because of that modality. So,
Cheryl, I was talking with Heidi about that, and what she has noted over, and this was last week when we were talking about responses, over the course of any survey, there seems to be a fatigue factor. And so, you know, if you look even at your first survey and the first questions, you know, well, that starts out at the peak number. It seems as if people continue, the numbers dwindle. And so it may just be a product of it being the third survey. Even on our own survey, when you look at it, of all votes, you know, it starts out with 28, and by the time we're at the end of the survey, we're down to 21, 22 responses to questions. So I think part of that is just human behavior, but you're right, it is a relatively significant drop-off from factor almost 3. And I would note, and I think you guys get the credit probably, and like I said, I don't have the breakdown of the numbers, but probably the bulk of the participants so far in the survey are the product of the at-large advisory committee's encouragement to get people to respond.
I'm just wondering what that I mean, fatigue is one thing, but what it says about the degree of concern and engagement in the question is something we might also have to grapple with a little bit later as well.
A good point, yes.
Okay, any other survey comments, people? All right, let's move on then. I'd like to go back to my question about questions. My concern that I expressed at our last teleconference was that we were not getting to grips with what I felt were some of the fundamental questions that we had to answer. We may decide that the answers to those questions are of no significance, but I think we've still got to address them, is my view, and that's why I presented the questions that I did. I would welcome your feedback on this approach, because obviously it takes some work to do, and if you're not comfortable with it, I won't proceed any further. Can I have your views?
And just to sum up real briefly, Dave, if I can interject, you basically between paragraph 36 and 56, you've outlined, I believe it's five, general areas that you were hoping to get some feedback on. Is that correct?
That's correct. Those I see those five as being examples of the way I would like to see us approach, if you like, the discussion subject. So in many ways, I would see some of the comments in, I suppose, Section C, the present Section C, forming some of the answers to the questions above. So I'm not looking at them as, if you like, separate sections, but rather a different way of laying out similar information.
Mm-hmm.
So if we pursue this, there is the question of attempting to form the working group's answer to the questions that are inserted here, plus then expanding it to cover the other subject areas that have been identified in Section C. So perhaps ordered in a slightly different way. I was going through it by the general principles, representational issues, I've forgotten, participation issues, etc., that we also had in the earlier report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree it would be helpful to get feedback on that, particularly given the timing of where you guys are in terms of the Brussels meeting. That approach, I think, would push your timetable, but would provide some, real valuable additional structure to the document. I would imagine that you would be getting some, substantive feedback from members of the working group, and I think what you'll have to face as a group is the realities of timing everything else on your schedules and on your plates to determine whether, number one, the approach that you're beginning to outline does make sense to members of the working group, then really what is that promise for your timetable from a board perspective they had been very willing and I think flexible in terms of having the working group manage its schedule and time. Just from a staff perspective, I'd want to be in a position to keep them apprised about what your guys' schedule would be. You know, we've set out a timetable and a publication potential for the Brussels meeting. I think one of the concerns I would have just from my perspective is that while the original view of maybe a document 4 version or a document 5 version would be fairly close to complete and then just basically polishing, my sense is that we're not close to the polishing level here, but there are some more still substantive structural issues you guys are going to need to work through for the document. Those are just my observations. You're free to tell me I'm crazy.
I don't dispute what you say, but I'm not sure that should be the primary concern. The primary concern should be, are we doing what we're supposed to do or not, and then see the consequences on timing.
Certainly.
Cheryl, I can't imagine you don't have a view.
Well, my view is C is totally empty, and all the sections from paragraph 37 on need to be dealt with. But even at the levels of the matters 1 to 19, if you can't get the work group to respond to the issues of matters 1 to 19, perhaps we should try for the community to respond to issues number 1 to 19 and contribute that to the report. I was hopeful that the survey as a tool may have teased out reactions and issues on at least some of those, because obviously the survey questions themselves have been born from those matters. But I'm wondering, is it practical or possible for us to have a more formal consultation on at least matters 1 to 19, or if we want to use it in paragraph world, 37 through to 90. Not all of them will respond, will get responses of anything from everybody, but we should be able to tease out, at least in the 19 macro areas, the major matters, reactivities. Some of the paragraphs are record of what those of us who've brought anything to the table have said, and others raise questions. Perhaps there's a mechanism of us approaching community. I mean, just look at who you've got here, Dave. You've got you, me, and Fahd. I'd like to think that what Fahd and I say is worthy of global norms, but I'm not totally convinced that that would pass any other test. So I'm just wondering whether there's a mechanism we can use which will fill up our Part C for this report, rather than us try and create a Part C out of the wonderful wisdom that three of us are bringing to the table, and then put it out for some form of public comment and interaction. I mean, we've got to recognise by the time we get to the nub of the questions, we're halfway through the document. And if you talk about survey fatigue, reader fatigue is going to set in the current report in terms of getting people to respond to, from the rank and file or from the constituency perspective, at least the major matters. Now, how we do that, don't know. Does it need to be done? In my totally biased opinion, yes. So if the survey hasn't been a sufficiently effective tool, then perhaps we need to look at a formal call for public comment on the matters.
But in a way, that is precisely what the interim report is. It should
only
be...
Only if you get through the first 15 pages. I'm not criticising the mechanism of it as an interim report, but you have to get halfway through the document before you pass the history. The history needs to be in the report. But, you know, then by the time we get to page, what is it, 28 or something, we actually get to conclusions. That's the bit we've got to fill out before it is an interim, the report of the status that it needs to be. Page 24 before you get to conclusions. So I'd like to see some mechanism, rather than us go through a second loop, some mechanism of engaging rank and file in a reaction to at least the major matters. And not all those matters are going to get reaction. The questions of the consensus one, how much geographic regions affect consensus is probably not so contentious as some of the others. For example, the needs of regions and future users probably has a great deal more for people to chew over. From my community's perspective, those matters need to be responded to from the at-large structures or the individuals which are part of the membership. And if we haven't managed to do it in the survey, then I'm a little concerned as to how we're going to manage to do it at all.
Yeah. And indeed, I mean, one could come up with answers to the question, you know, no, geographic regions don't follow international norms, but the follow-on question is, so does it matter?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, how does that affect what we do in ICANN? If you consider what the core business of all this is, it's for a global reflection and a quality of voice and a capability of input at a global level into the policy development and processes of ICANN on naming, number and nomenclature on the internet.
Yeah. So, sure. I mean, I wasn't necessarily meaning that was my conclusion from that question, but I think it's a question that's got to be asked, but equally, you know, we've got to show that we've addressed the issue, in my view.
But what we've done is identify the issues. It's the addressing of and any conclusions to be drawn from the discussion. And it's, you know, the black box of the magic happens here.
Yeah, my concern about attempting to go to the general membership with some of these questions is without the background, are they even meaningful?
But the background is there. The background is referenced. The background in many cases.
Yeah, fine, if the whole report is there, but if you're trying to do something shorter.
Well, no, as I said, I'm not honing in on the structure of the report at all. What I'm saying is we need to have interactivity, data sets, information, more than just my opinion would be nice, and your opinion would be nice. I mean, you know, to draw conclusions. That terms like there has been conversation, practically hearsay, under the cultural issues. What's that matter number 19? She says, trying to remember what part of it was when she read it last week. The part that talks about, you know, should we subsect off the Arab world? Yeah, who's saying that hasn't been identified? We've all heard it. How much actual support for that has not been analysed. How much of it is political rhetoric and how much of it has been thought of in terms of, and if we do that, then what? And that goes back to a whole lot of other matters that the report raises. You know, they're the questions that I think this work group is tasked with grappling with. We do need to hear from the NICs, We do need to hear from the governments. We do need to hear from my community. And until we do, I'm not sure how we can do better than ask you, me, and the lady down the road.
Yeah. I think you may be going a little bit too far, as far as what's needed.
Which is totally unlike me, of course, Dave, yes.
Of course, yes. No, merely in terms of timing here, I think you're going, you're stepping into the solutions area, which is
yep.
in the next report, rather than this one, where we're trying to match up. Is it, are regions doing what they're supposed to be doing? And the answer is either yes, no, or maybe, I suppose.
That's right.
And then the last report is, so what do we do about it?
In which case, why have a conclusion section in this one? Because we can't draw conclusions yet.
Because we haven't answered the question of, are they working in those specific areas? And that's what I'm trying to tease out from the working group.
We can have questions, which are exactly that. If this is how they are used in ICANN, is this working? If it changes, what happens then? Then yes, that's a valid exercise. But to allude to the fact that we could split Asia-Pacific into and Africa to some extent into some new N equals, six or seven instead of five regions, which ICANN will use, great hypothesis. Let's test it.
Yeah.
What does that then mean for at least 17 of the matters raised in the list of 19 in this report? That's what we need to do.
Yeah,
I
don't think, certainly in the bit that I have addressed with my questions, have I suggested that we come up with, and we need seven regions rather than five. I would, that is going too far. That is into the next report, if that was to happen. We'd be more looking at, is the present working?
Well...
And expressing some sort of view.
Well, then, what we can do, if we're going to get to the next step, is ask that specific question of each of the component parts of ICANN. Give this report and draw the attention of the 19 matters to each AC and SO and ask them, how is this working for you? How does it work for you? Move from the reporter role to the dialogue requirement.
I'm sort of agreeing with you, but that is what I see the role, apart from the problem that you've highlighted of the lens, if you like. That's what I see the interim report doing. It is something that is sent to all the SOs and everything, highlighting the particular area and saying, we await your feedback, people. This is what we're interested in. This is what has come up.
Well, then we don't need Section C conclusions. We need Section C, the following questions we desire your particular response to.
I wouldn't have a problem with that, I don't think.
Because right now, if I give this to my regions, I'm not sure what I'm asking them to answer. Agree, disagree, or have no opinion on the option and impact statements that we highlight in any of the matters is all I think they might be able to interpret. It does not ask, it doesn't ask them to do something. It tells them a lot of information, all valid, very important, and very necessary for them to react to any of the matters if they need to react to any of the matters. But from my geographic regions, remember, ALAC is particularly dissected along the current ICANN geographic regions line, I'd be asking component parts to say, are they a good framework? Well, strangely enough, if you ask an entity, is it working, it'll probably say, yes, but we'd like the following changed. We do have an overarching set of considerations from the at-large point of view, in that the current regional RALO and ALS tri-layer model, the nightmare which is how we have been built, has been left without alteration between our first external review and whenever the next one occurs. A good part of our accountability and transparency is tied up in the ascertaining and assurance that we have regional balance and regional diversity criteria met. Now, it doesn't actually matter one iota whether regions are N equals 3 or N equals 11. As long as those equity issues are met, then we can tick all our boxes. So what we need to ask is there any downside to what probably boils down either to cultural or linguistic issues in the current carve-up?
As far as ELAC is concerned, yes, I agree.
And maybe those same questions, plus a few others, need to be responded to by the other component parts of ICANN. I mean, there's a few anomalies, there's a few ridiculous things. They're very much why we're in the middle of this process. But identifying the anomalies, some of those, a couple of tweaks might make the negative parts, the issues with a capital I, better. Saying that we need to carve up in some other way to perhaps match some other standardised definition of what are geographic regions, carving out Oceania, for example, as one other option, which we could say, oh, look, we match this group, doesn't mean it's best practice when we simply have to say, are we getting the right voices heard equitably and in some cases, therefore, with an affirmative action program, such as in design of the board and in the mechanism of some of the council structures within the at least CSOs and certainly within my AC. Those questions have to be answered.
Yes, they do. And it's... The answer may well be different for different SOs and so on.
And I think that would be a really, really interesting thing to find out. If the answers are different. There's got to be measured against what does the use of geographic regionalisation that ICANN makes of it do? You know, why are we doing it? And is that working to meet that need?
Absolutely. And I think we are being tasked with identifying those things and giving an opinion. It may not be the final answer, but at least giving an opinion and letting others either agree or disagree with that opinion.
Yeah. Oh. You think putting conclusions in will do that, or you think something else will do that?
I would like to, I think, follow through with the line that I suggested in here to get there. But I'm also conscious, we now fall back to some of the comments that Robert made on timing and everything else, and sheer effort in doing it. particularly as you said, there's far you and me on this call, if you see what I mean.
I think this is Rob. I think the fundamental issue, of course, that you are both striving for in this conversation is to make sure that you've got it right. And as you said earlier, Dave, not to be driven by timing, sort of let that follow, but to be very clear on your plans and where you want to go going forward. I don't think you have any pressure other than the pressure that you create for yourselves, which is important to move the ball forward. But I don't think you have otherwise any pressure for where someone says you must produce something by X date. I think the fundamental goal of the group is that it, you know, do a good job. And if that takes additional discussions of the working group, then I don't think anybody would object to that. Additional drafting, additional discussions, or whatever.
Fahd, you've been very quiet.
The poor man hasn't been able to get his words in edgewise with me.
That was precisely what I was going to say. Absolutely precisely. But I was trying to think of a polite way to say it.
Dave, with me, you don't have to be polite. I'm got a very, very thick skin.
Fahd, any comments, or have you given up on us and gone away? Have we lost Fahd?
Fahd,
you mean
you're on
me,
mute.
Fahd.
There he is. No, Fahd was on mute. He's now off mute, so he can talk.
Ah, okay. Any thoughts, Fahd?
Now Fahd is on hold. Oh, now he's back on talk. Fahd, can you hear us? We cannot hear you, although your line looks to be open.
Okay. Can you ask the question for me? Has he any comments?
Fahd, I don't know if you can hear me, Rob, or Dave, or Cheryl. Glenn, do you know why we may not be able to hear him? His line is open. It does say status talk.
And that from the operator, Rob.
Hey.
You talk about Fahd, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your input is always welcome as well, Bart.
He could be away from his line, so his line could be open, but he might not be in the room, for example.
He may have stepped away. Yeah.
Yeah. We drove him off. All right. In the interim. Bart.
Yeah, that in itself is an issue, though, because if this is a product of a dialogue of merely two or three of us, then it concerns me greatly.
If it were a final report with recommendations to the board, I 100% agree with you. Where it is something that is going for public consultation with lots of feedback, I am less concerned, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's ask the public some questions.
Yep.
The report to ask them some specific, very concise, even if there's some hypotheticals. If this and this happens, then what?
Bart,
go on. Yes, please.
Listening to you and going over the report again is, I think, the second bit as of page 17, so the further discussion of the matters or the issues and the questions raised around it, I think to take the working group a step further, that's the first step. Say the history is very important. It is the way where we got where we are, and now we need to, or the working group needs to take the next step. So what I would suggest is, say, talking about conclusions, it's not so much conclusion, because I agree with Cheryl and his conclusions is too early, and I would change conclusions to recommendations as a word, but that's something else. Is, say, for if you want, because there is a lot of substance in the matter area, the first step would be, say, do you agree with all these matters? And if so, what are the priorities? Because say you got 17 or how many are there matters identified?
20 something.
Yeah, 20 something. Now it depends very much on the priorities of these matters, how the recommendations or how the future will look like. And these priorities differ, and there I agree again with Cheryl. They might differ, and say that's probably the experience from the CC world as well. Is they might differ per SO and AC. So it might be useful to have at the next meeting and say, look, we identified as working group all these matters. This is based on our previous work. We've done a lot of work in drilling them down. Now we need to identify which matters. First of all, have we captured what is why these matters do matter? And secondly, what are the priorities? Because if you want to address them all, you will come up with a complete different recommendation than, say, if 5 or 10 really are priorities and the less is less relevant, and they could change again per SO and AC. And that's a way to check whether this working group has, those who contributed have captured what is needed, and based on that one, then you can move forward and say, how do we incorporate this in a set of recommendations?
Is Syed back with us?
Yeah, hi, Cheryl. I'm here. I'm sorry. I actually went to grab some water to drink.
No. I we just hoped I hadn't driven you away screaming into the other end of your building.
Oh, no. No, I was a little bit thirsty, really. I'm sorry.
Well, we were asking, Fahd, if you had any comments to make or any views on as much of the discussion as you could bear listening to.
No comments, really. I've been unable to read the entire documentary, so I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
But I'm uncomfortable with changing conclusions to recommendations because I agree with Dave. I think we're a little, that's a bit presumptuous of us to be making recommendations at this point in time.
I agree, but that's, say, I wasn't clear on that. That's the way where you work to, but if you say you stop at the end of conclusions, say matters, and then go, say D is in fact questions based on matters.
Yeah. I'd like C to be. So we've established the matters, and might I say, I think we have in fact captured the majority of the issues. We've referenced them, and it is a laudable piece of work to have got to whatever it is, 24, 25. What we now need to do is say, assuming this set, then how do we sift and sort those, looking through the filter of what ICANN does and what we need ICANN to be in terms of its accountability as a global and internationalized organization, which cares about participation from a wide geographic group. And just sort of start somehow teasing that out, whether that's putting up hypothesis or no hypothesis, asking how much do you agree or disagree, asking for simple action and reaction to statements. There's a whole bunch of ways we can do it, but I think we are probably up to needing to do that.
So really we're saying...
I think... Let
me try and spit out what I'm trying to say. Put my word, my thoughts into words. So, Cheryl, are you suggesting then that rather than having some separate kind of consultation, rather we try to tailor the interim report so that it is clearer what feedback is required and what input we need? Am I interpreting you correctly?
Very closely to where I'm gently, perhaps none too subtly, trying to hurt us to. If we look at this as the menu, I want to know what the people actually want to eat and then what they actually like, what they'd order again and what they'd like to see as the future limited menu that we're going to be working off perhaps in the future. In other words, drill it down to recommendations that way.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that thought. Actually doing it is a different issue.
Well, do we have... I should have paid more attention to, do we have face-to-face interaction with community planned at any time?
We did. You asked that question about Brussels, did you not, Rob? And I think I said, yes, we should.
Yeah, well, are we then?
Yes, on our...
Yes. I can answer your question for the CCNSO. There is no special time scheduled, say, for the CCNSO meeting itself.
On our last call, and if you'll recall, that was attended by the chair and staff, we talked about the possibility of the working group not only having a working session in Brussels, but setting aside time for a session with... you know, interaction with the community. My personal vision of that was, at the very least, Dave, you doing your presentation, which showed the evolution that you first showed this working group, which I just thought was really great to sort of crystallize the issue for a lot of folks. The ICANN meeting staff is currently working very hard to come up with a schedule that the various SOs and AC chairs, as you know, Cheryl, are comfortable with. And while I have advised them that this working group was discussing and very interested in having a session, I wanted to let all of that dust settle so you all would be able to see what the draft schedule is. So that we could get in a request prior to 15 days, which is the process for, you know, after 15 days before the meeting, basically the schedule locks down. So the meeting staff knows that we have an interest as a working group in a session. We haven't styled it either as a workshop or as a forum or anything particularly. But I've held off committing to a specific time because I know you guys have a lot of competing challenges.
Well, as long as you don't muck around with Monday, you're pretty right.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's duck and cover territory.
Yeah.
Well, if Dave, I might, if we've got an opportunity for interaction, then we can use pretty much what we've got now as the source material for that interaction.
You mean, Cheryl, the draft as it exists at the moment?
Oh, it'll need a bit of twittering. Tweaking. Dear me, I'm being socially networked far too much if I'm twittering about this. I mean, for example, I wouldn't go live with something such as paragraph 76, which talks about, this calculation could be fleshed out with Cheryl's specific guesstimates for ALAC. I'm not sure we want to go into print with that, thank you. coming back to just ask Dave and I. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not sure we need to go public with that just yet. So given some tweaks, and I think what you're outlining, you know, with Dave giving the history, that brings us, you know, up to page 15 or 16, to then put up, you know, the major matters. Some of those, by the way, can sort of get lumped together into similar subsets.
Yeah, I think there's some editing that can go on, yeah.
Yeah, and that's again. Not, I'm not criticising. I'm just saying, you know, it is what it is. You know, for example, I wouldn't attach Mutt as a sovereignty with a barge pole. Yet, that's almost a if then what type question. You know, but we can ask the questions of the points raised in the 2007 CCNSO documents, you know, should we be looking at a alteration in the either the number of regions or the ways in which the ICANN regions are currently carved up? Yes or no? Yes, no, or maybe? Depending on the mood of the room, yes, no, or maybe. Let's then look at, okay, if it's no, fine, we can all go home, that's great. It is as it is. If it's yes or maybe, well, if it's maybe, what options are there? Do we look at small island states as a subset? We look at language groups as a subset. Do we look at some other, you know, third-party authority that's carved the world up differently as a benchmark? To what model should we be looking? If we look to a different model, then what? Or is what's important is that whatever model we use, it does this, this, and this. And if we have just that conversation, then I think we're going hugely forward.
Yeah, I think a conversation of that ilk would be good.
But yeah, we need the RIRs at the table. We need the if you look at, you know, you've got GNSO, you've got CCNSO, and you've got ASO. And the ASO are firmly linked to a particular type of geography, the way they do what they do. They're not going to change. Or if they are, well, let's ask them. Hey, guys, you're planning on a whole remodelling? No? Okay, right. Well, how is whatever you're going to be doing, mesh or not, with what ICANN may or may not do as it goes through this review? Now, those are the sorts of questions that, you know, based on what we already have here, distilled out into these matters, I think would be taking the work of this work group to the next level. Can we ask all of our members, as in members of the work group, not members of our constituencies that we're representing, to look at the particular issues, the matters as identified, and sort of bundle them in some way or sift and sort them in some way to help us with that conversation? How do you think we should try that, Dave?
Well, we have tried it to get feedback at that sort of level many times, I think. I've got to the stage where I think we have got to make some firm suggestions to the members and let them then say, no, that's not going to work, or that is going to work.
But we're competing against, you know, little things like the budget for FY11, whether or not we should have, you know, bloody DNS cert, for God's sake, as a new focus in ICANN. I mean, these blow. Are we happy with five geographic regions, or do we need to look at some other subsetting out of the water, at least from my community's perspective?
I think it varies from community and
yeah.
Location.
Yeah.
because I think for some people it's an important issue. For others, it's not even of vague interest.
It's not necessarily even the priority or the criteria or the importance. It's the bandwidth. The volunteers only have so much bandwidth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't exclude me in that list. And it's that that worries me greatly. So I think we just have to, you know, ask the hard questions, and whether that is setting up some what if and maybe, some hypothesis or null hypothesis. Let's put up a map and slice off island states, you know, put them as a pretty, you know, cerise or something, and say, okay, how's that for an alternate region? How do you all feel about that? Okay, now let's carve it up in language groups. How does that work for you? You know, but measured against
all of the above.
Yeah, or all of the above, and measure that against the filter. You know, the optics need to be why it's important for something like ICANN, and particularly ICANN in an affirmation of commitments environment. Why do we need, other than, you know, two governments, the European Union, and a couple of major corporations, to have any say anyway? And I hope you will note my tongue is firmly in my cheek when I say that.
I'm just hoping we can use this recording some stage in the future.
Yep, well, I'm quite sure that even my tone will have. But you do see, you know, where I'm trying to get to, I hope.
Yes, indeed. What I'm going to have to think about, because I don't think we've got it yet, is exactly what the immediate next steps are. Where do we go from here?
Well, if we get face to face time in Brussels, then that does afford, I think, a very important opportunity to take a big leap forward.
I think we've got to re-emphasise that, Rob, that comment from the last meeting, that yes, we do want to get face to face time. I think it is important. I think Cheryl's right.
Now, to confirm, you are referring to face-to-face time with the community, not just among yourselves.
Yeah, look, Dave and I can meet in the bar, you know. Farden, Dave and I can have breakfast sometime. It's not a problem. We can see each other. It's interaction with the ACs, the SOs, and those that call themselves ICANN.
Yeah, the great unwanted.
May I make some suggestions in terms of next steps, Dave, that you guys are free to roundly shout down?
do you think we might react, Dave?
I'm constantly exhibiting my soft underbelly, Cheryl. you know, I come home and my dog's on its back going, oh, rub me. I'm just very conscious of, you know, overstepping my bounds as staff here.
It's all right, Dave. I think both Dave and I and Thad would let you know if you've bared your throat or anything.
Yeah. We're not exactly shrinking violets here.
No, it's an innate part of my personality. here are my thoughts based upon what I'm picking up from your conversation, and that is, as one possible step forward, my impression is you're not going to have a final document done in time for Brussels. So as an alternative, cleaning up what exists today as a version 5, consistent with the timetable that we already had here, and saying, community, this is what the working group has at present in draft form. It is simply a draft for discussion purposes, warts and all. The cleanup, by the way, is taking out, you know, we need comments from Cheryl here or from Bart or from Dave there. And presenting it simply as that. My concern being that if a document is to be discussed in Brussels, then we need to have it posted by May 31st. And in our I think in the original version of our publication timetable, the thought was that we were not going to discuss the interim report in Brussels, but simply discuss the progress of the working group. The under that scenario, the interim report could be released as late as the day before the forum, and you wouldn't be violating any strictures of the public participation committee, because the goal of Brussels was not to discuss the document. But based upon this conversation, what you're beginning to suggest is it would be extremely useful for the community to have some insight into the questions and the struggles of the working group to really define what some potential conclusions could be in their next report. So therefore, community, here warts and all, it's always been available if you clicked on our wiki, but here, warts and all, formally is our draft document that we are working on. We're going to have a session in Brussels where we talk about this, and so we're presenting this to you now. We've still got a survey that's open that will close in early June, and we hope to produce the results of that survey for discussion in Brussels when we have our forum. And so we're getting together on Thursday morning in Brussels. You know, our chair is going to give you an overview of the issue. We'll have a couple of members of the working group, if not all the members there. So please come, and we'll have a dialogue. And then what this working group can do post-Brussels is take that feedback from the forum. Maybe in Brussels, if you have some working group time, look at the survey results. And then with a defined time frame of maybe 2 or 3 weeks after Brussels, maybe longer, to say, okay, we are going to then take all the stuff that we've gathered. We're then going to look again at our interim report. We're going to produce a document and then get community comment, and then we can discuss what the intersessional time looks between Cartagena and Brussels. But essentially right now, just sort of throwing out what you have, slightly brushed, but not terribly so, and just basically using that as a means to spur discussion. Because let's be frank, in the initial report, we got one comment. Two at the outside. So, I mean, it was very, very limited. And maybe we just need to find a way to jumpstart the community a little bit. And if they see a warts and all version, then that'll help do that.
Dad?
Yeah?
I'm wondering, depending on how much time we can get allocated in the Brussels agenda, just sort of, I keep flicking through these, you know, paragraphs, basically, you know, 90 backwards to the 30-somethings. And I keep seeing them almost as a script. I'm wondering if this might be an opportunity to resuscitate something that I thought was very, very successful that the CCNSO did before when it wanted to get the community's juices going on something. And that was to very much run a hypothetical exercise, which with the right facilitator and moderator, and you have those skill sets within the CCNSO and a number of people, even if you do little more than actually sit the work group members around a table, plus a few other people, you know, you'd want the GAC there, you'd want someone from the board there, blah, 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 and just challenge us. Just say, okay, well, if this, then what? And just have that dialogue and take people through that exercise. And then they might all, we might have to leave the survey open till after then, perhaps, I don't know, or allow them to dive back in.
Well, and also, Cheryl, this is Rob, you might, you know, ask different questions.
Yep,
you know,
but depending on what the reactions are, you know. Ask the Caribbean and island states, okay, here you are. We've drawn that line. There's the model up there, right? You know, one of the this, or all of the above. Now, how's that going to fit into an ICANN framework? What's that going to do to this, that, and the other? Let's run through some of the exercises.
Yeah.
Do you think I mean, really, this is a question I suspect back primarily to Dave and to Bart. Do you think that's something that would be worthy of our time and energy? Or will it be six of us in a room again?
All six. Yeah, but it takes. Don't let's underestimate the work that would take to do it properly.
Oh yeah, I know what it. I know what it'll take.
Yeah. Again, it comes back to how much time do you think we can get? I almost feel it would be worth doing a two-part thing, if you like, and that is giving a quick overview of background and then going into a what-ifs and get your views as the follow-up, the second half of it.
You'd have to set the scene, absolutely.
Yeah.
So Bob, I'm wondering. Bob. Sorry, go ahead, Bob.
No, Rob, it was me, I think, Dave. Can you follow up on this face-to-face meeting issue and what sort of time we can slot in there? I understand the problems of scheduling at Brussels, but. Before we do a great deal of work or further thought on it, we've got to know that, yes, we are going to get some time and what sort of time it is.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can have the time. The issue is, number one, will you be there, Dave? Are you planning on going to Brussels? Because you're a critical piece of that. Number two, what I typically do in terms of any of these things is first talk to Gisela and see if certain people's schedules are free. And Cheryl, you know who I'm talking about there. And then it's just a matter of, you know, yes, saying, okay, we've got a 90-minute slot. Unfortunately, it conflicts with this session, that session, another session. That's always going to be a problem. There will be overlap. There will be conflicts. And so that will, for better or for worse, ultimately drive attendance. Can we have a session? Certainly. So, I mean, from a time frame perspective and from a scheduling perspective, we can identify a room, we can identify a place, we can have the remote participation facilities available. Then it's an issue of, you know, agenda.
What's it clashing with?
Right. I really like this idea of the scenario. I'm wondering if, you know, the real challenge is, do you do that in conjunction with the interim report or with the final report? Depending upon which report you're doing it for, it's obviously the agenda is different.
Can I say it is going to be a lot more useful in the interim than it would be in the final, because when that type of scenario-based exercise is successful, so much is learnt. Light globes come, you know, doing, doing, doing over so many people's heads. If it's left too late in the process, then you often have the, oh, I wish we had done this, or we now need more time to integrate this type situation. But the last time, and I think probably the only time this was done, was looking at delegation and redelegation matters where no report was wrapped around it. It was simply an issue that needed to be beaten to death in the public forum. And that was back in, correct me if I'm wrong, Wellington? Wellington.
Yeah, Wellington.
I mean, that was beyond standing room only. But there was certainly, when you test these things, and it really, really does need some scene setting and some flexibility, you know, because a good hypothetical, you don't know where you'll be taken to next. You have to act and react based on the information that you're given. And there's a good bit of role play needs to go on. But, you know, we can give voice to the language concerns. We can give voice to the small states. We can give voice to the Oceania and the language groups. We can give voice to the, we diverted from the original model. Is that a crying shame or not? You know, all of that can be run up the flagpole and we can see what happens.
This is Rob. I defer to Bart in terms of what goes into that agenda development preparation for the meeting and the rest. I harbor some substantial concerns about bandwidth for being able to pull that together by the Brussels meeting. Just thinking out loud, are there also going to be other international forum that we could piggyback some sort of workshop like that onto? Because, you know, the real challenging thing here is we've had this quick run up to Brussels, and then there's this, you know, tremendously long period of time until Cartagena. And, you know, the balance of trying to accomplish this sooner rather than later, I agree, Cheryl, is critical in terms of helping to develop. If you all, as working group members, collectively think the exercise would be useful, then the key is, again, doing it right.
Let's see, Rob. I guess because I've... Oh, dear. Okay, Cheryl is now declaring a military medical background. And in the military medical background, these type of hypotheticals are test situations, which you go in cold. You know, your buzzer goes off, you put into a room, and you do a whiteboard exercise. And the lack of preparation is almost part of the importance of it all. You know, you can't go into these things with a script because you don't know what your action and reaction will be until you're presented by the moderator of, well, okay, you said this and you said that, so if we go down this pathway, then what? What you need is willing and able individuals sitting around and ability for an audience to interact with that, and a skilled moderator and facilitator. You need the scene set. You need to have, and it's what we've got in section B here is just begging for a moderator to go through and go, oh, I'll have to have that one and that one and that one. They would just be wonderful. So, I think you can do it if you want to go down that pathway, Rob. I think it's a good thing that you have a long-haul piece of time between the Brussels closure and the Cartagena, because if this type of exercise does what it could do, then that is where you will really have fuel to the fire on community and SO and AC interaction with then an interim document. They'll be all fired and ready to act and react to an interim document, which will give us a great deal of material to move to the next step in our reporting and work processes.
And if we thought this one was difficult, wait till you hear the last one. In terms of reports, I mean. People, I'm sorry, I'm running out of time because I've got another meeting in about 10 minutes.
I've got a whole 41 minutes before mine.
Wow, there you go. You can keep talking.
I got plenty of time. Where do you want to go with this, Dave? Seriously, where do you want to go with this? Do you want to back?
I think we have got to do something to stimulate response, and I think what you suggest is probably the best way that there is to do that. So I'm comfortable with that. I think we've got to do some editing and tweaking of the present document to make it even. This is the present draft. That's going to take some work. It's also a question of finding the right people to participate in our scenario, as it were. And that will involve... that will involve people from every SO.
Yep.
Yeah.
You'll need CCNSO, you'll need GNSO, you'll need the ASO. Gee, someone from my lot will better be there. You probably need, you know, someone from the NTIA. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult.
Yeah, that will be, unless we've got a lot of prior planning. Because some of those people won't necessarily be around if and when we get a time slot.
Is it, Rob, is it an idea that, say, by the end of, say, business close tomorrow, your time, we send some suggestions to the working group?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what I'm going to do is outline, I'm going to outline what you all have just discussed here. I'm going to proceed with the understanding, at least from what I heard, that the idea is to get something circulated to the community by the deadline, which is the 31st of next week. That means we've got to get something posted. That posting can include a heads up to the community that there will be a workshop. I'm talking out loud here, so please again. And Dave, just, you know, another 45 seconds of your time before you have to leave, please. You know, basically saying, here's the draft, here's where we are. We're having a workshop in Brussels on, it's likely to be Thursday morning. That's the only, you know, area where there seems to be any fallow ground left. It's before the public forum, and so there'll be, you know, a good crowd still there. And we can spend, you know, the working group can spend their next meeting really fine-tuning the agenda, but with the understanding that 90 minutes will be a loosely 20-minute presentation by the chair, Dave Archibald, which outlines the issue, and then the remainder of that 90 minutes being a whiteboarding, what-if, hypothetical section forum among members of the community to discuss different scenarios about, you know, potential ways that geographic regions could look in the future, with interested members of the community contributing their unique points of view, blah, blah, blah. And that's essentially where you guys are at this moment. We can, you know, we'll have to work pretty quickly over the course of the next couple of days to, you know, clean up this document, at least putting it in a framework that there's no embarrassing references to working group members in it.
Apart from
Chuck. Realistically, not expecting that we're going to get a lot of substantive feedback from working group members, and that's okay, given this discussion. Was that a summary? I think you're all hearing sort of the staff concern or that we'll just have to find a way to figure out the details a little bit. As you already know, as with Nairobi, to the extent I'm even able to show up at the session will be great. I hope I'll be able to at least be the RP manager for that session. But beyond that, you know, basically the key is, from what I hear, Cheryl, it's, you know, if it's non-scripted, it's just making sure we've got the right people
absolutely.
To devote some time to the exercise.
Yeah.
And that everybody on the working group can work toward in terms of encouraging members or reps of their community to make some time.
Yeah. Okay.
And
yes,
if you are doing remote participation, then, Robert, this is one of those particular topics where real interaction from the wider community who are either in the room and want to, you know, Twitter or whatever, chat or something, that has to be fed into the system if we go down that way. So it would be excellent if you were involved at that point.
Yeah, and what I'll try to do is find a time where, if possible, we are using the facilities that at-large uses so that there may be opportunities for interpretation or other stuff like that. I'm not quite sure where we are with that, but we'll work with Heidi and Matthias on that.
Okay.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Rob. So, I'm sorry, I really am going to have to disappear.
Your next call is...
You'll circulate that as soon as you can, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks, people. Thanks, Cheryl. Thanks, Father.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks,
everybody. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.